Well, everybody, welcome to episode 148 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we have a little bit of a different podcast for you today. I had the opportunity on Friday to go over to Iowa City for the annual Iowa Hawkeye Football Media Day, and I had a chance to talk to three of the former players from Ankeny and Centennial, and we'll hear those conversations here in a little bit. But the first person I talked to was Iowa wide receivers coach, Kelton Copeland. So he's the first voice that you will hear on the podcast here. He answers a couple of questions about Arlen Bruce, and then I had a chance to step in and ask him a couple of questions about Brody Brecht, and then another question about Arlen as well. So here are those conversations right now.
Mr. Bruce is an all-around, a really talented football player. I wouldn't describe him as just a receiver or just an athlete. He is a really talented football player. And you're exactly right. When he moved to Ankeny, you know, the world works in mysterious ways, right? It was looking like they weren't going to be able to play in Kansas, so you know, they made the move up to Ankeny so that he could be able to play there. And he started playing in a full-time role as a receiver, and I was the first one to be like, yes. Right, because that started the train right there, just like you said, started the train for him being a full-time receiver. And now the transition has been pretty much seamless up to this point. You know, has it been easy for him? Absolutely not. Right, obviously, he's got to learn the speed of the game and all the details that go into our offense and schematically and the concepts. But so far, he has been really, really a blessing coach.
Versatility.
You know, we have some guys already that are very dynamic. Obviously, Tyrone Tracy, him playing all four spots at receiver and then also able to play tailback as well. So he knows, Tyrone knows offense just as well as anybody, with the exception of the quarterbacks. You know, obviously, all respect to the quarterbacks, but anybody else, I would say Tracy knows offense just as well as anybody. And then outside of that, you know, that was part of the recruiting process with Arlen was, you know, can you be, no one would call it the next Tyrone Tracy, but can you be like a Tyrone Tracy, kind of, you know, a Swiss Army knife type that, you know, can play receiver, be a starter at receiver, but also, hey, if we need a guy to go play in the slot, if we need a guy to go play in the backfield, do different things and get the balls and come up with unique ways to get a dynamic player of the ball, can we do that? Absolutely. Arlen has shown that in high school. He's showing us that now. You know, the key is for him is just, you know, how quick can he learn? How quick can he pick up on, you know, the concepts, learning the details of the ins and outs of the offense?
2 years ago, we saw him.
Coach, I know you haven't had Brody here very long. I heard he got hurt today, but do you think he can do some things when he gets on the field that maybe some of the other guys can't do?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll see. You know, he's definitely got the talent. He definitely has the skill set. He's got size and length that we need, if I'm being honest, that we need to get on the field at some point. You know, we'll see how it goes as far as, you know, the reps and all that stuff once we get into game weeks and all that, but he definitely has a good skill set. He has the size and things like that, and I tell you what, Brody is very, very smart. I've learned that right off the bat. He's picked up the offense much quicker than I expected him to, especially with him being out of football for, you know, however many months he's been with baseball. You know, obviously two totally different sports, two totally different aspects of thinking. And he's really picked up on offense. I mean, he knows things that I did not expect him to know until, you know, a few weeks out. So, you know, hopefully we can get him back healthy here quick. You know, I don't think it's a serious injury by any means. So, hopefully we can get him back on the field quick and see what he can do for us.
Of course, he was playing over here just 2 weeks ago, and earlier this summer, had a chance to go pro. I mean, yeah. Did you get worried that you were going to lose him?
I wouldn't say worried. I was concerned. But in the end, I wanted what was best for him. And I made sure to tell him and his mom that, Kelsey. I wanted to make sure they knew that, you know, they had the utmost support of us. If they felt that it was best for him to go another route with Major League, with baseball, then that's what he needed to do. If that was best for him and his future, that's what he needed to do. And thank goodness, you know, he stuck with his commitment and he came to Iowa because he felt that was best for his future. And I agree with that.
Just one quick question about Arlen. You mentioned he's making good progress. I mean, how much did that help him to come in early in January?
I mean, it's not even close. It's not even a conversation, right? Because if he didn't come in January, Would he be making the plays that we've seen so far? Sure. But would he have a grasp of the whole offense and an understanding of his role within the offense, conceptually, schematically, and all that? Absolutely not. Wouldn't even be close. So we would be playing catch-up, trying to get him ready to get on the field versus, you know, that spring ball was tremendous for him to learn the offense and all that. But most importantly, in my mind, was him learning how we do things here at Iowa. Right, we pride ourselves on being very detailed, being very disciplined, and you know, being very accountable to our teammates and to the program. So that's the biggest edge that he got, was getting here in January and going through the winter program. You know, getting acquainted with our strength staff, getting acquainted with his teammates, and now he's just one of the guys. Right, so he's not a new guy anymore, and I can tell just by, you know, how the teammates react around him. He's not the freshman. That's not the freshman Arlen Bruce. He's just one of the guys. It's just like he's been here 2 or 3 years, so it's awesome to see.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker and MidAmerica. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, as you could probably hear on that first interview there with Kelton, that the audio isn't the greatest. We were outside yesterday, and there was a lot of background noise because there were so many reporters talking to so many different players and coaches at the same time. So the audio is a little rough, but I hope you can hear it all right. I think there was some interesting tidbits of information there from Coach Copeland. And now my next interview here will be with Brody Breck, the former Ankeny star wide receiver who just got into camp after finishing up his baseball season. So here's that conversation with Brody.
We're visiting with Brody Breck here at Hawkeye Media Day. Coach said you hurt your thumb there today. What happened to you?
I just tweaked a little bit today. So, I mean, I should be good in a little bit. So.
How'd you hurt?
I was just blocking, and I kind of jammed it, so I'll be good.
Of course, it was just a couple weeks ago you were over there playing the state baseball tournament. You didn't get much of a break, did you?
Nah, a couple of days, and then I was right back over here. So
it was honestly your first media day. I mean, how's it feel to be here? Pretty excited?
Yeah, no, I'm excited. You know, it's always been my dream to, you know, be at Iowa Hawkeye, so it's reality now.
How'd you get number 14? You got Arlen's number now, huh?
Yeah, I know. I was going to be 12, but then one of the receivers wanted to switch, and so I said I'll be 14. So.
Well, of course, Arlen came over here in January, so he got a little bit of a head start. You know, sounds like he's got a chance to play.
Yeah, no, I definitely think he's going to see some snaps. You know, he's been performing really well, so I'm really happy for him.
Coach Copeland told me that you're really picking up the offense quickly. I mean, have you been happy with the progress you're making there?
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to get it. You know, when I first came in and we had meetings there going over plays, I was a little lost. But I'm starting to, you know, get the basics down and everything. So
I'm sure that's your goal to play this year. I mean, do you feel like you can get on the field this year?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, with a, you know, few months of, you know, training and, you know, perfecting the playbook and everything, I definitely think I have a shot.
Do you think it's a mental hurdle that you have to get over more so than a physical?
I think mentally I'm good. I just need to, I'm a skinnier, taller guy. I just need to put on a little bit more weight, you know, so I can hang with these big dudes out here.
Of course, you played some special teams in high school. Do you feel like that's an opportunity to get on the field here too?
Yeah, you know, that's the quickest way to the field at this level. So, you know, I'm just doing whatever I can to get on the field.
You guys start out with a couple of tough games. The second one's at Iowa State. Of course, that was the other school you were considering. I'm sure you're pretty excited for that game.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good game. Big rivalry game, so I think it'll be a great.
One last question for you. You told me last month that you were looking forward to the opportunity to take advantage of that new NIL law. Have you gotten anything there yet?
Not yet. You know, I think when I get to baseball, you know, maybe I'll be playing a little bit more. So I think businesses will start reaching out then. But right now, you know, you kind of got to be on the field to have those deals. So I'm just kind of hanging right here now.
Hey, one last question. Did you watch the Field of Dreams game last night?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah. I watched the walkout. So it was really cool. That's a really cool stadium. And yeah, no, that's awesome. Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, my next interview will be with Arlen Bruce, the former Ankeny wide receiver, who, as you probably already heard there, he enrolled in the spring semester at Iowa, so he had a chance to participate in spring drills. So that puts him, you know, a little bit ahead of the other true freshmen like Brody. So here is that conversation right now.
We're visiting with Arlen Bruce here at Hawkeye Media Day. Obviously, the first one, Arlen, we're excited to be here.
Yes, sir. Very excited. that is why.
You're wearing number 10 this year. Of course, you were wearing 14 at Anthony last year. How'd you get number 10?
I only had two options. It was 10 and 5. They said 14 was for Brody when he came, which I was fine with. But I wore 10 my sophomore year of high school, so I just went with that.
Marlon, you had the great season at Anthony last year. You helped the Hawks win the state title. You know, it was obviously a little bit of a bumpy road for you. You had to wait a while to get on the field. But looking back at it now, I mean, things couldn't have gone much better for you, could they?
They really couldn't have. I mean, I trusted God's plan. I knew that things were going to work out in the end. We were doing everything right. So I'm just grateful that everything worked out that like it did.
You then came by with City in January. You were an early enrollee. So that allowed you to participate in the spring drills. I mean, how much did that help you?
I think it helped me a lot. If I didn't come in the spring, I don't think I would be where I'm at right now in a position to help the team. I've definitely been able to have an advantage of learning the playbook. So.
Coach Copeland told me it took you a little while to learn some things. But, you got to feel like you're ahead of some of those other guys like Brody.
Yes, sir. Brody just got here not too long ago, but he's definitely picking up fast. So, I mean, I definitely have an advantage coming early. But.
Well, Coach Ferrin said you're one of the guys in the mix to play. I mean, do you feel like you're ready to contribute?
I definitely feel like I'm ready. Whatever they need me at, whether that's the Hawk package, you know, out wide, slot, I'm ready for whatever to help.
Well, Coach Copeland said that you might eventually be kind of like one of those Swiss Army knife guys that can play a little bit of everywhere. I mean, do you feel like you can do that?
I feel like I can play anything. Anything to help the team, anywhere.
Let's talk about Brody a little bit. I realized I was looking at the roster the other day that you guys were born almost on the same day, right? Because you're one day older than him.
One day older. He's the 27th, I'm the 26th of September.
I'm sure you followed what he was doing this summer with the baseball team. He had a great year. He had a chance to go pro. I mean, did you ever think maybe he'd go pro and not be here?
I definitely didn't think he'd be here. I mean, I went to their last game that he pitched at, and I was like, wow, yeah, he's definitely not coming here. But I'm glad he is, man. It's awesome that he's here.
There's certainly a period of adjustment, you know, for both of you guys to play on this next level. I mean, what do you think was the biggest hurdle you had to overcome in order to get ready to play this level?
Yeah, that everyone's the same level as me. I mean, it's not like high school where you have an advantage over some guys. You got to really detail everything you do. You really get in the playbook and know everything you're doing.
Do you think it's more mental than physical as far as, you know, getting on the field?
I think it might be more mental than it is physical, to be honest. I mean, a lot of it, it's hot out. I mean, you're tired. You're getting pressed sometimes. Sometimes the DBs are over. There's guys that have been here 4 or 5 years longer than you, so it's definitely hard some days.
Exciting. Well, last question I have for you. Of course, the new NIL law went into effect. Have you been able to take advantage of those opportunities yet?
I have, just a little bit. I haven't really done too much because I want to, you know, get a career going here first before I announce anything. But, yeah.
Are you enjoying that so far?
I am. Yeah. Really.
Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, my final interview from the Iowa Hawkeye Football Media Day is coming up now, and that was with Riley Moss, the senior cornerback from Ankeny Centennial. He's listed number one on the depth chart at the right cornerback spot, and he's certainly going to be one of the leaders for the Hawkeyes this season. So here's that conversation.
We're visiting with Riley Moss here at Hawkeye Football Media Day. It could be your last time, Riley. I know you're a senior, but you could come back next year. But hard to believe how fast your career's gone, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's flown by, and my dad says it all the time. He's like, I feel like you just graduated high school, and then now I'm about done with college here in December. So it's gone by fast.
Have you thought about next year yet?
A little bit. To be honest with you, most of my focus is on the season, and you know, I've kind of been taking it day by day and enjoying all the little things, because you know, you only get one shot at college football and the college experience. So I've just been taking everything in.
We certainly had a good year last year. You started all 8 games. You had a career-high 43 tackles. You had a couple of picks, one of them against your old high school rival, Rocky Lombardi. You took it to the house for a touchdown. You had to be happy with the year you had.
Yeah, absolutely happy, and it was cool to see the work pay off.
Well, your team played strong at the end of the year. You guys won your last 6 games, but then, of course, the Michigan game got canceled, the bowl game got canceled. Is that kind of a disappointing way to finish the year?
Yeah, it sucked because, you know, we were over here, especially for the bowl game. We were here away from our families on Christmas Day. We were working out, practicing, and then we find out like 2 days after Christmas, you know, they're not going to play the game, and they've been at home this entire time. So that kind of sucked, and we were also pretty excited to go down to Nashville and play those guys. So it kind of hurt our hearts, but, you know, we're back for the season, so it's exciting.
Well, you've been named preseason second team All-Big Ten by Phil Steele and third team by Athlon Sports, and Coach Fontana told me that you're one of the players that appears on the Hawkeye football roster, or the poster. So do you feel like you're one of the leaders of the team this year?
Yeah, I definitely would, especially in the defensive back room. We have two new additions to the DB room, and we've kind of taken them in with open arms, and you know, I've taught them things that, you know, I wish I would have known my freshman year, and I think that's helped them out, just taking them underneath our wing and stuff. So,
what do you think this could be one of the best defensive back groups you've had?
You know, I can't speak for the past DBs, but you know, for teams that I've been on, I really enjoy a lot of the guys and how close we all are in the room. So, I really do like this group of DBs this year.
You guys are ranked 18th in the preseason, but you opened the season with a couple of tough games. You had Indiana here, and then you go to Ames to face the Cyclones. There's a lot of buzz around that team. Of course, you missed the game over there 2 years ago, so I'm sure you're looking forward to playing with Jack Trice, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. That was my dream when I was a little kid, you know, play against Iowa State for the Hawkeyes. So it's finally going to come true this season.
So how important do you think it is for you guys to get off to a good start? Because last year you had that 0-2 start.
I think it's absolutely important. I think, you know, Coach Ferentz preaches this every day, but we take it game by game and week by week. So we don't like to look too far ahead, but, you know, so our first opponent's Indiana. We're focused on Indiana, and we're gonna get it done each week. So
I know you have some former Centennial teammates that are on that Iowa State roster. Have you guys, you know, talked any trash over the summer at all?
No, I actually have talked to them a couple times. They're up in Okoboji. So talk to them, and it's all family banter and stuff. So.
Do you think this could be one of the most hyped, you know, Cy-Hawk games ever?
I mean, it might be. I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, we're just going to, you know, play the game. And, I mean, I've heard a lot of chatter and names, and you know, they've been hooping and hollering. So, you know, we're going to focus on Indiana, and when Iowa State comes, Iowa State comes.
And we'll see another former Centennial teammate on October 9th when Penn State visits Kinnick. That'll be probably your last chance to play against Jake Pinnegar. I know you guys are pretty tight.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see Jake here in Iowa City. And, you know, hopefully we have the same outcome as we did last year. So.
I'll finish up on this note, Riley. I saw you about a month ago when you were up at the Kitchen and Bath Company. You had a chance to sign an NIL agreement with them. You know, are you enjoying doing those things?
Yeah. You know, it's cool that we're able to do that. And it's exciting. But as the season comes around, you know, we're not really focused on that anymore. And it's a cool thing in the off season. But it's really cool to see my teammates, you know, making those deals in the off season. And then fast forward to, you know, like right now during camp and during the season, you know, everyone's in business mode. So it's cool to see how it's different from the off season than in season.
I do have one more question for you. Of course, there's a couple of Yankee guys coming into the program this season with Arlen Bruce and Brody Brack. I know you haven't seen much of Brody yet, and he got hurt today. But Arlen's been there since January. You know, what have you seen from him?
He's been doing well. You know, he fits into the system very well, and he's been doing well. You know, on the offensive side, you know, it's kind of weird. There's kind of this dynamic of, you know, we're all the same team, but during camp, you know, it's defense and offense. We don't see very much of the offense until we go against them during the day or during the practice. So I haven't been able to see him too much, but when I have seen him and when I've guarded him, you know, he's been doing well. So,
all right, Riley. Well, hey, good luck this year. I'll probably see you on October 9th.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. I hope you guys enjoyed those conversations with the Iowa football players. I should mention that I was also hoping to hit the Iowa State football media day earlier in the week. That was held on Monday, but unfortunately, due to the changing COVID guidelines up there, the Cyclones only made about 20 players available to the media on that day, and unfortunately, the former players from Ankeny and Centennial were not available to the media that day. So I will try to catch up with those guys at a later time. So anyway, come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.